Hi, I'm Ina Garten, the Barefoot Contessa, and you're listening to Food Fridays with Leonard Lopate on WNYC and WNYC.org.
Urban agriculture has become something of a commonplace in New York City in recent years, with vegetable gardens sprouting up on rooftops and food-producing community gardens taking over vacant lots. But space remains limited. And one technique which allows gardeners to grow a lot of produce in a small area is hydroponics. So we have invited Lee Mandel, the founder and chief hydroponicist of Boswijk Farms, a hydroponic farm in Bushwick, New Jersey, to our show to explain the technique and why it can be a good fit for city farming. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And why did I have to learn how to pronounce this? It looks like it says Boswijk Farms.
Well, Boswijk is the original Dutch name for Bushwick. It was one of the original Dutch settlements that originally became Brooklyn. And we decided to pick a historic name for the farm, knowing that most people would probably not pronounce it correctly.
So you don't get upset?
No, not at all.
So what about hydroponics? Did they pronounce that word correctly?
Hydroponics, yes, is usually that word is correctly pronounced.
How does it differ from aquaponics or aeroponics?
Aeroponics is actually a flavor of hydroponics, and aquaponics is a mating of hydroponics and fish farming. So really the fish are producing the fertilizer that then is feeding the plants directly.
Mm-hmm. And hydroponics is just – can you explain how that is structured?
Hydroponics really is just a different way of feeding the roots, a different way of bringing nutrients into the plant.
You're growing plants in water without any soil?
We're growing plants directly in water. Sometimes we'll be growing them in a mixture of coconut husks and perlite and other assorted media. Sometimes we'll actually use gravel or sand. But all of the nutrients are mixed into a solution with water that is constantly circulated through the roots.
Do we know when it was – well, first of all, can you do it indoors and outdoors only?
Hydroponics can be done indoors, outdoors, greenhouses, pretty much any place.
And vegetables and flowers?
Vegetables, flowers, trees, everything but seaweed as far as I can find.
Do we know when it was first developed?
The first that we know of are the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Now, they had the Tigris and the Euphrates, and they had some pretty – it was the Fertile Crescent. Why did they need to rely on hydroponics?
That's an excellent question that I do not have the answer to.
But it was considered one of the seven wonders of the world.
Absolutely.
So maybe it was just something like, hey, we can do it.
Yeah, and beautiful.
What inspired you to begin farming hydroponically?
The inspiration for me was reading a magazine article when I first moved to Brooklyn about 5 years ago about vertical farming, the idea of a high-rise farm. And it really caught my interest.
And we had some of the theorists in vertical farming on our show. But as far as I can tell, it sounded like a great idea. As far as I can tell, nobody's ever actually produced a vertical farm.
At this point, I've read about a couple of small prototypes, three or four stories tall, but nothing the 40-story tall buildings that we're looking for.
With the cows on the top and then
yes.
Everything being brought down a floor by floor by floor. Feeding the next floors
right.
Produce. Well, what were you doing before you started thinking about doing hydroponics?
I moved here as a computer programmer. And farming and teaching were about as far from my radar screen as you could imagine.
Did you have to take a class in hydroponic farming?
No, I'm largely self-taught. Luckily, I've been around some people who have taught me quite a bit. And a lot of reading and a lot of experimentation.
We're seeing a lot of farming in Brooklyn, in Red Hook, in Greenpoint. We have the Eagle Rooftop Farm in Bushwick, where you are, including Roberta's Restaurant, which has become famous for producing some of its own produce on its rooftop. Why do you think that is?
That's a good question. I've thought about, you know, why Brooklyn, and when I got started...
I mean, I would have thought Staten Island or Queens, the Bronx, there's a lot of available land.
I think it just may have been the right people in the right time. I definitely give the folks at Roberta's a lot of credit because they were doing this before people had really heard about it. Annie at Eagle Street also was definitely a pioneer in it, and both of those groups were influential in the work that I'm doing.
And was the idea of growing your own food and teaching other people to grow their own food part of your initial plan?
I can't say that I had an initial plan other than it sounded really interesting and I wanted to do it. And it took me about a year to figure out what it was.
Well, what are the advantages of hydroponics over traditional gardening?
A couple of the big advantages for hydroponics are significantly lower water usage, which is a little counterintuitive, but everything recirculates and there's very little evaporation and no runoff, and higher production per square foot. You can get roughly two to three times the production per square foot.
Do the plants grow faster or bigger in a smaller space than they would in soil?
You're able to pack them together tighter, so we're able to get more density than we can in soil.
Is it a better system for terraces or rooftop gardens than traditional container gardens or even some people are using, like Roberta's, she uses container greenhouses.
Right. We actually did some hydroponics on top of a container last year down at the DeKalb Market in downtown Brooklyn. So there are advantages, there are disadvantages. On a rooftop, it's actually lighter weight than a green roof, which is also somewhat ironic.
Because you don't have to pile a lot of soil.
Right.
The soil still requires water. Here you just require the water.
Right. And we put the concentration of the water into large barrels and we put them into a corner.
Are there certain vegetables that are best suited to be grown hydroponically?
Leafy greens do really, really well. Lettuces, bok choy, any of the brassicas also. We grow lots and lots of kale. You can grow things like wheat hydroponically, although it doesn't really make that much sense to grow because you're not going to be able to grow
enough
thousands
to make bread.
Of acres. Right.
But are there things that are difficult to grow hydroponically?
Spinach is one thing that we have found that's difficult, and we're not entirely sure why, but we hear it from a lot of people that spinach is not all that easy. Trees, while you can grow them hydroponically, and we do have a nectarine tree growing, again, is more of a novelty than anything. Potatoes also you can grow, but I'm not sure why.
Well, potatoes grow inside, under the soil,
right.
So it kind of seems counterintuitive as well. But according to an article I read in the New York Times, chefs are reluctant to replace field-grown lettuces with hydroponic lettuces because they don't reproduce the flavor that they want.
That's one that we get a lot of questions about. And while there are very good studies about nutrition in terms of hydroponics, where you're getting just as good a nutritional value, taste tests are so subjective. And we're looking to hopefully possibly sponsor some double-blind taste tests. We do find that everything that we give to people, they love and is very flavorful.
My guest is Lee Mandel, who is the founder and chief hydroponicist. I don't know if that's an invented word. Of Boswijk Farms, which is a hydroponic farm in Bushwick, Brooklyn. We have a slideshow on our webpage with photos of some of his projects. Is it necessary to have some kind of solid material to support the plant, or can some plants just be grown in water with no gravel or no other support?
You can grow with no other support whatsoever. Sometimes just a little bit, maybe growing in a styrofoam raft or something like that to hold them up. But yes, we do grow plants directly in water where that's really its only support.
Well, I mentioned the flavor. The flavor usually comes out of the chemical, whatever, the nutrients in the soil. How do you get them into your plants?
The nutrients that we use for hydroponics really run the gamut. Everything from compost tea or worm tea on one hand to straight mineral-based nutrients on the other, or a combination in between. And it's the nutrients that provide the nutrition and the flavor.
Do you use the same kinds of seeds that I might use for planting in soil?
Absolutely. We gravitate towards heirloom varieties, but you can grow anything.
And one of the advantages is You don't need a greenhouse to have your own greens, your own lettuces year-round.
Correct.
What do you need? Some space in your house?
We can grow in as small a space as a windowsill that's got some good sun to it.
So, having a flower pot on your windowsill.
Exactly.
You've become something of an evangelist for hydroponics, haven't you? You went beyond just simply setting up a little business for yourself?
Absolutely. It's something that has just gotten very deeply into me, and I'm out talking about it to everybody that will listen because I think it's an important part of urban farming. It's not the answer. I'm not one that will get into the debate of hydroponics versus soil. I think they're both very important. But it's a really critical component to growing food in an urban environment.
When you go to schools, do the kids get all excited about this?
Absolutely. And we use that excitement to teach math and science using hydroponics as a starting point.
One of your projects is Fountain House. Can you tell us about that?
Fountain House is a residency and day center for adults with mental illness. And horticultural therapy is really, really important. And the positives that people get out of growing food, it's hard to explain if you haven't been around it. And we're finding that by setting up these grow rooms in places such as Fountain House, that people's eyes just light up. And they get food out of it also.
And you're also supplying food pantries?
What we're doing is we're helping food pantries build their own grow rooms. And we're working with granting agencies such as United Way to help fund the infrastructure to put a grow room right into a food pantry so that, say, a pantry starts out at 10 o'clock in the morning, the lettuce will be harvested around 9. Sometimes the clients will even harvest it themselves. And, you know, where can you get produce that was harvested an hour ago?
Well, you can't even in a farmer's market.
Right.
Unless the farmer's market is an hour away from where the farm is, which is unlikely. Don't you also have some green wall projects in the works?
We've been working with some different ideas on doing green walls. We did a small experiment on the roof of the Parks Department at Randall's Island that was very successful. And also we have a rooftop in Bushwick that we're just getting started right now, and we've got a couple of green walls there that we're working with.
And you've developed a hydroponic certification course and a teacher training course?
That's correct.
So you're self-taught, but you're teaching other people how to do this.
Exactly. We've started a certification course about 9 months ago. We're on our fourth round, and we're also teaching teachers in the Department of Education how to use hydroponics in the classroom, again, to teach science and math.
Well, if I decided that I wanted to set up a little hydroponic garden in my house in a typical New York apartment, what would I need? Would I have to go to the hardware store and pick up some stuff?
You can do it anywhere. The easiest thing is a 2-liter soda bottle cut in half that we can make little planters out of. A step up from that is just a 5-gallon bucket.
Wait. A 2-liter soda bottle.
Correct.
Well, the mayor may not allow me to use that.
This is true.
And that's all you really need? Cut it in half?
You cut it in half, and we've got some instructions on how to make a small planter out of that, and you just put it on a windowsill, and you've got an herb garden.
But then you probably should go to a garden center, get some gravel, some perlite, clay pellets.
Clay pellets are one of the things that you can use. There will be a few materials that you'll need to get.
And what about light? If there isn't a lot of light, is artificial lighting okay?
Yes. You will have to pay for light if you don't have good light already.
But you'd want to have plant lights, I assume.
Yeah. But those have become much less expensive, and also LED lighting is becoming much more popular these days.
Now, you're growing plants in water. Does it have to be circulating rather than still?
It's best if it's circulating. Stagnant water just isn't good for a lot of reasons. You'll get more diseases growing.
So you got to buy a pump.
Oh, either a little air bubbler or a water pump.
Do you have to keep on changing the water, or is it good to keep the water the same because the nutrients are in it?
Generally, you'll change out the water every month or two. But as the water level drains down, then you'll add more nutrient-rich water to it.
Thank you so much for being on our show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Lee Mandel is the founder and chief hydroponicist of Boswijk Farms, which is a hydroponic farm in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Can people find it? Can they visit?
Absolutely. We're open for visits whenever people would like. Just send us an email and we'll set up a time.
Thank you. We'll post all that information on our show page at WNYC.org. Thank you for being here, Lee.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.